Byron Valley. How can I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question. We have a problem here.
Yeah.
It's kind of a maintenance thing.
What's going on?
My friend Chad, he thought it'd be funny to prank me. He hooked up like a 500-gallon paint drum into the apartment's plumbing, like just in my apartment. So now every time I turn on water, it's yellow paint. It's like fluorescent yellow, like in all the sinks and the toilet. I tried to take a shower this morning, and it's just like yellow paint, and then I can't even clean myself off now.
Okay, what's your address?
You just mean the apartment. I'm in 73B.
Well, we don't have a 73B here.
Well, I have the GPS coordinates. It's 39 degrees, 5219.6, and then north, it's north 105 degrees, 0155.6.
What community do you live in?
I'm in rental, I guess that's what it's called.
Okay. And what's your first name?
My first name's Steve Dave.
Who?
Steve Dave.
Spell that for me.
STEVEDAVE. It's all one word.
Okay. And you're not sure of your unit number?
No, I am. It's 73B.
Why don't you just come down to the office and then we can help you out, okay?
Oh, can't you just send maintenance up here? I'm in building 3496. Does that help?
Yes, that's the address I need. So 3496.
Okay, but on the door it says 73B. Maybe Chad just wrote that on there. He's kind of a dick.
Okay, yeah. So your address is 3496-73.
B.
And your name, sir?
It has to have the B because we rent Airbnb out here now, so we consider the part that we live of the apartment, that's apartment A, and B is for the Airbnb people. Oh wait, no, the opposite of that.
You know, you're actually not allowed to do that.
Well, just don't tell, okay?
So, yeah, you can't do that, so, you know, we'll have to discuss that later,
but
it sounds like what you have is a little bit of an emergency.
Yeah, and the Airbnb, my tenants, they're really angry about this whole paint thing. Because apparently they're trying to give their kid a bath, and now the kid's all yellow.
So what's your name?
My name is Steve Dave, still.
Okay, well, I don't show you listed on the lease.
I would
Are
be
you
on
a
the
leaseholder?
Lease. Yeah, but I can't rent under my own name. My credit's really bad, and I have a warrant, and...
Okay, well, then you're not allowed to live here.
Well, no, I just stay on the couch. Chad said it's okay. But he thought it'd be funny to replace all of our plumbing with this big thing of paint, and now everything's
okay,
a mess.
Well,
there's like yellow footprints all over the place. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, you all are going to have to pay for that.
Oh, no,
I'll
not.
Send maintenance over.
I'm not. I don't have that kind of money. But I would think this would be an apartment thing. Don't you guys have to pay for it?
Well, no, you hooking yellow paint up to your plumbing.
Oh, I didn't do it.
That's not something we would pay for.
No, that was Chad. And Chad doesn't even live here.
Okay, well, I mean, whoever's on the lease is going to have to pay for that.
Yeah, he's just a friend of mine. He thought it'd be like a funny prank.
So who does live there that's on the lease that you know?
Geez, I don't know. Jim? Is there a Jim around on the leaseholder name?
I'm not allowed to give you that information.
Well, you asked. Is it James Brown?
I'm just not sure if this is a joke or...
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about something like this. I just want a glass of water, and apparently I have to go to the store and buy a bottle, like a hobo.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send maintenance over. Is somebody home?
Yeah, you're going to make sure they bring lots of cleaning rags and stuff, because... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, we're not going to clean that up. That's you guys.
Oh, well, we're not going to clean it up either, so I guess it's just going to have yellow footprints all over the carpet.
Okay. Well, I will send maintenance over right away, okay?
Can they clean out the pipes, or do you think the paint's, is it all clogged up in the pipes now?
You know, I've never had anybody put paint and hook it up to all the pipes, so I don't know what's going to have to happen.
Okay. Well, it's yellow, so it's not like it's a darker color, so I think it'll be okay.
Okay, yeah.
He might want to hurry, because it's going to dry up eventually. We can keep the faucet running. Actually, I kept the faucet running for a while, and it started overflowing onto the kitchen floor.
Okay. Well, let me send maintenance over right away, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Oh, darn it.
You got a fucking nut missing, buddy.
Losers.
You got a fucking nut missing.
Did you just call me stupid? The dog is not a freaking robot.
You're an asshole.
Are you fucking nuts? Fucking nuts?
You asshole.
Are you losing your mind?
I am a bitch from hell.
Stinking butthole. What does that look like?
Oh, give me a fucking break.
Bitch from hell, and I will find out.
Fuck you and your underground tent, okay? Fuck you and your underground tent.
You
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
You just told me that. Shut up, boy! What kind of professional journalist are you?
100.3 The Gerbil, you're going to put me on the radio.
This is very fucking
boy. You know what I meant. Quit playing games with me.
Fuck you and your underground tank, okay?
Stinking butthole. What does that look like?
You
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Hey, everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Whoa! Time out. They're all going to
hell. As long as we agree, I think
going to hell.
What you think? The person that does
going
this
to hell.
No advance no law. No
going to hell.
The person that changed this
no.
in first,
going
that
to
person
hell.
Has to be fired.
You
listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show.
You got a fucking nut missing.
Hi there, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 619, and it's brought to you by I Regret Jumping and Shrink Man, Jared M, Rhett B, and Effin' Reality. Those are people that support the show. They get the Hobosodes, which is a secret show every week. They get to hear it, and you don't, unless you sign up at patreon.com/phonelosers. Don't you feel excluded now? Shouldn't you just go there and sign up so you don't feel excluded? I have exciting news. The prank torrent is finished. You know that prank torrent that I've been talking about for the past 6 months or whatever? I finally finished it up last week. I put it up on the torrent machine. My home internet is kind of slow, so it's been uploading for 5 days now, and it's still not completely uploaded. It says it has 1 day left. Let's see. Oh, now it's saying 12 hours left, 12 hours and 50 minutes. So maybe it'll be done in the middle of tonight, maybe it'll be done tomorrow morning, but everyone that's downloading it right now, which is about 33 people, they're all at 88.4%. It's a huge torrent. It's 240 gigs, and it has just everything in it, every prank call thing ever. Not just PLA things, but everything. There are prank call albums. MC Lars sent me a gigantic collection of these prank call cassette tapes from the 90s, which mostly weren't commercial tapes. It's a bunch of people who just enjoyed the Jerky Boys and are like, oh, I'm going to make my own prank call tape. And there's some really amazing stuff in there. The most recent Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls showcases a few of those cassette tape pranks from back in the 90s. But every prank call album ever made, and a bunch of collections of prank calls, like there's a bunch of Howard Stern prank calls, there's a directory of Jason David Frank calls, which I have already forgotten who sent that to me. Thank you, person who sent that to me. He ripped a bunch of them out of one of Sloth's old shows, and there's a bunch of PrankNet stuff. Not trying to condone their stuff, but come on, those are classic pranks. And the entire Calls of Mass Confusion is on this thing, Season 1 and Season 2. You know, all the video pranks that we did with GAD, where you get to see actual video of people being prank called in stores and stuff. And then there is a big show archive, like all the shows from Prank Call Nation, Dwight, Carlito, no Laugh Track Matt, because I don't know where he posts his shows other than YouTube. I tried to get him to send me some. Sorry, I don't mean to complain, but the Snowplow Show, Wasted Memory, the XYZ archive is in there. Pretty much his entire 4 years of pranking is in there, I think. Some of it's not labeled that great, but it's all in there. And the Fun Show with Stacy, the Brent Westwood Show, the Art of Phone Larking, GAD Show, Take Your Pants Off, Prank Session Radio. Remember Prank Session Radio with Death Fox? He freaked out and turned against us all and then just disappeared forever. We've got all of his old shows, because they were actually pretty funny. We've got all of the Mr. Dabalinas in there. I've got a big collection of Friday Night Cranks and Blackouts Box and another prank call show. There's just a bunch of stuff in here, and every one of you need to download this. It is worth the extra hard drives that you're going to have to buy to store it on, because it's 240 gigs. If you want to get a hold of this thing, I put it up on two different pages. It's on worldofprankcalls.com/torrent. I put it on there just to make it kind of like not a PLA thing, since this is more of a everybody's prank calls thing. But it's also on phonelosers.com/torrent, along with the other torrents, the PLA torrent, the Rappy torrent. And what's really cool is internetarchive.org, they are going to put it up on their site, the entire archive. Jason Scott messaged me on Twitter and asked if that was okay. I'm like, hell yeah, make all of these prank calls immortal forever. Thank you. So that's pretty cool. Thanks everybody who's contributed to this thing, especially MC Lars, because holy crap, he sent me so much stuff. He sent me like boxes of stuff, prank call CDs and cassette tapes and a vinyl album and flash drives, and sent me a bunch of links to things too through emails. He just kept adding to it. So between his stuff and my stuff, we basically had a baby, me and MC Lars. We had a baby of prank calls, and the torrent machine is currently in labor with that baby. It's been 4 days and 20 hours of labor. There's 12 hours and 53 minutes left. Oh shit, it just went up to 15 hours. Go to the show notes at snowplowshow.com. I will have a link to the torrent if you want to take a look at it. Also, exciting news, issue 2 of the Do What Now prank call zine has been released, except it's not actually been released. I need to release it tonight. I think I'm going to do that during Devin's show tonight, but I may as well just announce it here because I'm sure I'm going to get this done tonight. While you're on worldofprankcalls.com downloading the torrent, you should go to worldofprankcalls.com/zine and get the brand new issue of the zine. It's got some cool stuff in it. There's an interview in there with Dwight McClanahan. There's a review of last year's San Jose meetup and some other miscellaneous fun things, I guess. Speaking of the San Jose meetup, that is coming up soon. I am guaranteed not to be there. I've got something else going on that weekend. Sorry, everybody, I'm not going to make it. But don't let that stop you from going. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dwight and a bunch of his crew is going to be there just like last year. Laugh Track Matt's been talking about going. I'm not sure if he's going or not. I bet you he is. A lot of people are going to be there. I'm going to try and send Dwight some stickers or something to hand out while he's there. You know, PLA stickers and junk. That happens on Saturday, April 18th. At the Round 1 Party Room at East Ridge Mall. 22 people are going, according to Facebook. 59 people are interested. I'll have a link to this in the show notes also. By the way, that torrent is going to go a lot faster once it's off my home internet, because I'm uploading it to my Seedbox, someone else is uploading it to theirs, and there's 30 other people that are downloading it. I'm sure some of them will become Seeders. So don't worry, it's not going to take 5 days to get this thing for you. That's just how long it's taken all these first people. Anyway, let's do some show things.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is, and we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Frank's apartment, the spot for community. How can I help you?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
What's your name?
Roy, and I was wondering if anyone else is having issues with the plumbing?
Roy, what apartment are you in? I don't recognize the name.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, because I think, like, you know those Orbeez?
Well, I need to know what apartment you're in, because I know that what apartment's having problems with plumbing.
Okay, well, I think it's a lot of them, because I bought some of those Orbeez balls, you know, those expanding silicone.
Oh, yeah, those don't go in the plumbing.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Thanks for telling me now. I filled up my bathtub with them, though, and then I tried to drain them, and they started coming out of the toilet.
Okay.
And out of the sink.
Again.
And I know this lady...
needs to have an apartment number so that I can have my maintenance guy go over there.
Well, I don't think it matters at this point, because I know my neighbor, like, three doors down was having the same problem. Because they're coming out of her...
Okay, but I need to know what apartment you're in so I can write a work order for my maintenance guy so that we can take care of the problem.
I think
we got to start somewhere.
I think it's in all the apartments, because this lady three doors down was having them come out of her tub, too. Did she report that?
I haven't had anybody call anything in yet, but again, I need to know so that I can get a plumber over here.
Okay, well, I think at this point it might be like a city plumbing issue, because...
it's not going to be a city plumbing issue, because it's not on the water line. It's on our plumbing end.
I know, but it's coming out of the storm drains. Like, I was walking my dog down the street.
Okay.
Because I put a lot of these. I filled up the toilet and my bathtub with them. And I didn't know they expanded so large.
Why on earth would you put those in a toilet?
I just thought it would be like, you know, just a fun... I wanted to go viral on YouTube. So I was recording it all.
Okay.
So I kept that. I tried to clean them up with my my wet dry vac. And that just caught on fire. It started smoking. It turns out it wasn't even a wet dry vac. It's just a vacuum cleaner. So I think I ruined the motor in it.
Okay.
So I'm sorry about all this.
Without an apartment number, I can't help you.
Well, I don't really need help. I just wanted to know if anyone else was having the issues, and I just if you have any advice on how to get rid of them. Someone on the internet told me if I pour salt on them, that'll make them dissolve. Should I pour salt in all my drains?
I wouldn't have a clue. I would need to have my plumber come and snake the drain.
Okay,
I'm
going to try pouring salt in all my drains. Because at least I know that doesn't expand. Or does it?
Yes, but it's corrosive on the pipes.
Yeah, but these Orbeez balls. Is there a way you could just turn off the water for
Sir,
a couple?
Sir, I can't help you until you tell me what apartment you are calling from.
I'm just looking for advice. I don't need you to come over. I don't really want to get in trouble, to be honest. I don't want to give out my apartment number. I'm sorry.
You're not a resident here.
Yes, I am.
You're on a lease?
Yeah.
Okay. And your name is what? Roy?
That part doesn't matter. Just forget about that. You don't need my address. You don't need my apartment number. So nobody else has reported having Orbeez balls come out of their drains?
No.
Okay, because that's all I was concerned with. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought. I just know I saw them.
But if it's clogging up the plumbing and the sewer line, it will come. It will force sewer to come up in the apartments, and then it will be a big problem. I need you. You have your lease. If you sign the lease, you are obligated to report all maintenance issues to the office so that we can make sure that those get taken care of.
Well, I just did.
If you're an unauthorized occupant, I don't care.
I'm not unauthorized.
I need to know.
But yeah, like, do you know, like, you know that sidewalk salt? Do you think that'd be better to pour down the drains? Or should I just
do not pour anything. You're not allowed to pour anything but water down the drain.
Well, I can get that in 5 gallon
buckets. You're not allowed to put salt or any corrosive material or Drano down those drains. It will cause more problems, and then you're looking at a bigger cost than if you just tell me what apartment you're in so that I can call the plumber.
What about Orbeez balls? Can I put those down the drain?
No, you cannot put Orbeez balls down the drain.
Okay, well, that wasn't in the rules, really, when I signed my lease, so I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to try the salt thing. I'll just use regular.
Umbrella
lady salt.
Put salt down the drain. Just tell me what apartment you're in so I can have my maintenance guy, Kirk, go over there and assess the problem so that we can fix the problem before you create a bigger problem for all of your neighbors.
Kirk doesn't even like me.
This is ridiculous. Kirk has no opinion. I've never heard of him say anything ill about anybody.
But the way he looks at me, I can tell. But I know it's not just my apartment.
This is a prank call, seriously. I do not have time for this kind of crap.
No, it's not a prank. I don't know why you'd think that.
Because I'd have a hard time believing that anybody that I approach an application would put Orbeez down the drain.
I just wanted to go viral on YouTube. I'm just going to take apart the trap under the sink, and maybe that'll clear it out. I'll, like, shove a coat hanger down the pipes.
You do that, you'll break it. You'll do more damage.
No, I won't. It's just a coat hanger. It's a wire coat.
I've had plumbers break the drains with a snake, which is just a glorified coat hanger.
Then it sounds like I couldn't do any worse. Well, she was kind of uppity. Was she saying, I don't have time for this, as she hung up? I think that's her catchphrase. She's like that one guy in the cop movie saying, I'm getting too old for this shit. That's what she does all the time. So there's this news story that's been going around the internet for the past week or so. It's been sent to me about 500 million times at this point. It's been posted on the PLA Facebook group about a billion times. I keep having to delete it. Listen, you Facebook group users, you need to, like, look through the group before you post things, motherfuckers. Because I am tired of deleting things. You know what I've started doing? Whenever somebody reposts something, I remove the post and delete the user. There's a really convenient thing, you know, an option that lets me just click one thing, remove post and remove user. That's my new solution to people that post the same things over and over and over. God damn it. Anyway, this guy, he actually did this with Orbeez balls. He filled up his bathtub, and these things are like super tiny in this little container. You can buy them on Amazon, and you pour them in and they expand to about, I don't know, 30 times their size, maybe. I don't know what they're actually for. Are they for crafts or something? Wow, Justin Barker just posted in the Facebook group a vehicle VIN number that says fart hole. Delete post and remove author. I am really sick of the Facebook group, you guys. I'm sorry. Anyway, so this guy filled up his bathtub. He got in the bathtub, took a little Orbeez balls bath, and then I guess he just pulled the plug on the bathtub, tried to drain them all out of the bathtub, and they started coming out of the toilet. He flushes his toilet. The toilet floods all over the floor because his toilet is completely filled with Orbeez balls now, and they're coming out of his sink. He tried pouring salt down the sink, and it dissolved them, but then it started coming up as like brown liquidy poo or something. I don't know. And he actually walked down his street and they were in the street. A lot of people are saying this is all faked. It's a pretty elaborate fake if it is, but I don't care if it's faked. I'm going to do a couple of apartment calls with Orbeez balls. I would play parts of the videos, but it's kind of pointless because it's all in French. It's all in Paris talk, so you can't understand a thing he's saying. Oh yeah, and he did try to vacuum up the Orbeez balls and his vacuum cleaner started smoking. I don't know if it was a wet dry vac or not. Probably not. And he got a letter from the police saying, we are investigating this. We're trying to find the culprit. But then somebody on the internet said that that letter was faked because they called the police. The police said they didn't know anything about it. So maybe it's fake. Maybe it's not fake. I don't know. It's all over Twitter. I've seen it in other places besides just my own things. But thank you, everybody, for emailing me this story and posting it on Facebook and on the Reddit and on everything else. Over and over and over.
Thank you for calling. Olivia, how may I help you?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here at...
Mm-hmm. What apartment? And,
well, I don't know if it matters at this point. I filled up my bathtub with those Orbeez balls. You know, mm-hmm. those silicone gel things that expand in water?
Yeah.
And apparently you can't put those down the drain. Because they started coming out of my toilet when I tried to drain them out of the bathtub. Like, they just started coming up through the toilet. And then also through the bathroom sink and the kitchen sink. I didn't even know all those things were connected. So, has any of the other neighbors complained about the Orbeez balls coming out of their drains?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
What apartment are you in?
213.
213.
But I know this lady like three doors down from me. I know she was having the Orbeez balls come out of her drain because I was looking through her trash and there's like a bunch in this trash bag. So she's been cleaning them up out of her bathroom. I'm surprised she wouldn't have said anything.
Could you give me one moment, please?
Okay.
Okay, so what exactly would you like us to do? Would you like us to help you clean out the drain, or...
Oh, no, it's okay. I think I'm going to pour salt down the drain, because I read on the internet that that'll dissolve these things. Mm-hmm. So if I pour enough salt, I bought, like, several 5-gallon buckets of salt from the hardware store. I'm going to just pour tons of salt down the drains. I think that'll fix it. I just wasn't sure if anyone else had complained about it.
No, as far as I know, I haven't heard anything in regards to it.
Okay. Because I was walking down the street, and I noticed they were coming out of storm drains, too. These Orbeez balls. Do you think that's because of me, too? Because I didn't know the storm drains were connected to the plumbing.
I mean, it could be possible. You're in 213, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
Can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? She keeps interrupting you.
Hi, I'm the lady in the background.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're being rude. So, do you know if the storm drains are connected to the sink?
Okay. First of all, what's your name?
Roy.
What's your full name?
Well, you don't need to know. I don't even need you coming over to my apartment. I was just wondering if anyone else was having the issues that I was having.
Okay, so what's your full name, and what is your real apartment number? Because you don't live in 213.
Okay, I don't want to really give you that, because I don't want to get in trouble for these Orbeez balls, because I put a lot of them down the drain, and I didn't know they would stay expanded. I thought they would shrink as I drained them away.
Mm-hmm. So we need to know your apartment number, your real apartment number, and your full name.
I'd rather not. Just don't worry about that part. I was hoping...
Okay. Call to letting me know that there is balls coming out from drains, I'm going to worry about it. So if you want to go ahead and give me your apartment number and your full name and your phone number as well, too, so we can go ahead and check the problem
right
now.
Well, I wasn't calling to let you know. You grabbed the phone out of the other girl's hand. I was letting her know.
I understand.
You're the one injecting yourself into the conversation.
No, she is notifying me on what to say. So now I'm on this conversation because... Basically, I'm the community manager, and that was very rude from your part saying that I need to shut the fuck up.
Well, can you put her back on because she was less bitchy than you?
No, she's actually out to lunch at this moment.
Well, you said she was telling you what to say. How's she doing that when she's out to lunch?
I just got here to the office. She was on this phone call, and she was not sure what to say in regards to you being in the apartment that you're saying that you are, but you're not in that apartment because I know exactly who lives in that apartment and it's not you. So at this moment, you're giving me false information.
I know, because I don't want to give out my real apartment number because I don't want to get in trouble for these Orbeez balls. I was just concerned because they were coming out of the lady's apartment like three doors down from me.
That's exactly why I need to know your full apartment, your full name and your apartment number.
So is anyone else having the problem?
So you're not going to give me your apartment number or your full name?
No, I just want to know if anyone else had the problem. I'm trying to fix it, like, so you guys don't have to worry about it.
And I understand you're trying to fix it. So, okay, so if you're going to call to notify us information like this and give us false information in regards to your apartment number, I'm not sure. I'm just going to basically do my research in regards to where you live.
Can you stop? Can you stop chewing on your face while you talk?
Okay, so like, I'm gonna have to hang up if you keep giving me attitude.
Oh, you're the one that has the attitude.
Okay,
like I'm being completely nice.
Go ahead and give me your full name and your apartment number.
No, I'm not doing it because of your attitude.
Okay.
So
tell me first to shut the fuck up. So if you're going to go ahead and continue with that attitude, I'm going to go ahead and I'm actually being nice at this moment because you were the one who said at first, tell the lady in the background to shut the fuck up when my assistant had asked me to answer on what you were asking. So at this moment, you were the one who started with the attitude. So let's go ahead and drop the attitude. Give me your apartment number and your full name so I can go check the problem and see if there's anything that we can do in regards to that.
You just gave me that really long speech with a major attitude, and you're telling me to drop the attitude.
Exactly. We're going to go back to
sound like my mom.
Okay?
Yeah, you were interrupting and being very rude while she was on the phone.
No, again, she was asking me questions while you were on mute. So when she was asking me questions, I was answering those questions to her.
Anyway, do you want to actually be helpful and give me any advice on how to get rid of these Orbeez balls? Do you have a wet dry vac I could borrow?
Is there what?
A wet dry vac that I could... Oh, you don't even know what one is. Never mind. I'll just try the salt thing.
Okay, well, if we find out where this is coming from, and we, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and do my research in regards to your phone number. I'm going to track your phone number and see where you are.
See, first you have the attitude, now you're making threats.
I'm not making threats. You're not giving me any of your information.
Kind of a threat.
You're
basically saying I'm going to get you.
So you gave me false information first. You said you were in apartment 213.
No, I gave it to the other lady, not you.
Yes, and she gave me that information. And then when you said, tell the lady in the background to shut the fuck up, those residents would not talk that way because they know exactly who they are. And so from there, I knew you were giving me false information. So at this point,
you're
kind of...
You're a regular detective.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you anything. I'm not, like I said, if we have any calls in regards to where this is coming from and we find out which apartment it is, then we can go from there, okay?
Yeah, you don't even have my number, though, do you? What number do you have?
We have caller ID so we can check and see who called.
Yeah, but why? What is it? What number do you show?
Again, we have a caller ID and we can check and we can
It doesn't seem like you really have caller ID because you won't tell me my number.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, you didn't do anything for me. I was just trying to get advice.
Okay.
And also, you don't have my number.
Okay. I don't have your number.
You don't have it.
Okay. All right, then. Well, if you have any other problems, let us know.
Admit that you don't have my number. I was just trying to get her to say 420-6969, but it didn't work out.
Good afternoon. This is Diane.
Hey, Diane. I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
What's your name?
Roy. And I was wondering if anyone else has had plumbing issues.
What's going on? What's happening in your plumbing?
I was flushing those Orbeez balls down the toilet. You know, the ones that expand with water.
Why would you do that?
Well, I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush? And I try to flush a different thing down the toilet, like, every week. And I was doing those...
That's not good.
Yeah, I was doing those expanding silicone gel balls. I didn't know they got so big.
So now your toilet's not working.
Well, they started coming out of the bathtub. Like, all the toilet water started coming out of the bathtub drain.
Which unit are you in?
Well, I don't know if that matters yet, because it's expanded to other units.
It does matter. Which unit are you in?
I was just hoping you'd had advice on how to clean it all up.
You can't. If you've affected the main drain and if it's coming up through your bathtub, that's a big problem. What unit are you in?
Well, I dumped the rest of the Orbeez balls into the bathtub.
What unit are you in?
The bathtub is filled up to the very brim with Orbeez balls.
What unit are you in?
213.
You do not live in my apartment community.
Okay, no, I do. I'm making that up because I don't want you to know which unit I live in.
Well, I'm going to have to come down and look.
I
don't think you live here. And I don't think this is legitimate. So either tell me which unit you are, or I'm going to take this as just a prank call.
Why would you think this is not legitimate?
Because you won't tell me, other than your first name, who you are and where you live.
I don't want to get in trouble. I'm just hoping for advice.
You're going to get in worse trouble if you cause the whole building to back up.
Okay,
you'll be charged for it.
I don't know if it's bad. Because this lady next door, she said the Orbeez balls were coming out of her drain, too. And I just pretended not to know.
Which unit?
I told her it was happening to me, too.
What unit?
Can we just hold off on that part?
No, we cannot. I need to know what unit because I need to come and look. Which unit are you in?
You need to stop inviting yourself to my apartment because that's rude.
You know what? I'm taking this as a crank call if you don't tell me what unit you're in.
It's not a crank call, ma'am. I'm just hoping for advice. It's just for
the only advice I can give you is give me your address so I can have it checked out.
Okay. Well, do you know if anything will dissolve it? Like, can I put baking soda in the drains? Or
do not put anything else down your toilet or your bathtub. All you're going to do is make it worse.
Okay, because I'm trying to look up on the internet what would dissolve Orbeez balls. So there's
do not even look it up.
Why not?
No.
Like, if I get a bunch of Drano or something.
And what if you break all the pipes going down? Then you pay for repiping the whole building.
Well, the Orbeez balls are blocking the pipes. Is there a way we could just turn the water off for a couple days and that'll make them deflate?
No. I don't think this is a legitimate call. So either tell me your unit or I'm going to hang up.
You're going to find out when everyone else starts complaining and it's going to be...
Which unit are you in?
It's going to be your fault because you wouldn't help me.
It's not my fault, pal. It's yours.
It's not my fault. I was making a YouTube video.
What unit are you in?
I have over 300,000 subscribers, ma'am.
What unit are you in?
I'm not going to tell you because of your attitude.
But then I'm gonna hang up.
Good. Just assume it's a prank call. I don't care.
I'm assuming it's a prank call,
good.
Yes.
Good. That's what I prefer.
All right. Bye.
It's exactly what I want you to do. So you guys want to hear some bullshit. I always use 411.com to look up apartment addresses, and that usually tells me the range of apartment numbers at any address. But today, I went to 411.com, and it says, "Pardon our interruption. Something about your browser made us think you were a bot. There are a few simple reasons this might happen. You're a power user moving through this website with superhuman speed. You've disabled JavaScript in your web browser. A third part, I don't know. Anyway, I have to fill a unblock request with them, and it's not automated. I sent it to them. Like, they just asked for my first and last name and my email address, and they said they'll review it as soon as possible. But this sucks, because now I can't look up apartment addresses and find out what the apartment numbers are. I looked at some other sites, like anywho.com. They don't do that anymore. They used to be the best one for that. White Pages is connected to 411.com, so I can't use that one either. I don't really know what else there is anymore. So that's annoying. I can't really tell them apartment numbers anymore, unless I just happen to guess an apartment number. I mean, I did on that previous apartment. That worked out. This is kind of how me and Stacy used to do it back in the day before I got the idea to start looking them up on the internet. We would just say, "I don't want you to have my apartment number. I don't want to get in trouble."
Good afternoon, Apartments. This is Emily. May I help you?
Hey, Emily. I'm a tenant here.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if anyone here at the apartments are having any kind of issue with the plumbing.
Not that I know of. What do you have? What problem do you have? And what unit are you in?
Well, I was flushing those Orbeez balls down the toilet. You know, those things that expand with water.
Uh-huh.
Silicon jelly things. And I didn't know they expanded so much. Like, they started coming out of the bathtub drain.
Okay.
So
you shouldn't be flushing anything down the toilet other than toilet paper and human waste.
Yeah. Well, I know that now. I filled up the bathtub with Orbeez balls, though, to try and... I was hoping the pressure of all the water and Orbeez balls would hold down that drain so they go down the toilet.
Okay. So you don't sound like one of the tenants that I have here, and if you can't give me a unit number so that I can get a plumber, I'm going to have to take this as a prank call, and I'm going to have to hang up.
I don't think I need a plumber here. It's just Orbeez balls. They should dissolve eventually, shouldn't they?
Yeah. Like I said, if you can't give me an apartment number, I'm going to hang up and take this as a prank phone call.
Did you even ask for an apartment number? I don't remember you asking.
I did ask for an apartment number,
okay.
Yes.
Well, settle down then. Jesus Christ. It's 203.
Okay. I don't have any apartment numbers that high.
Okay. I don't even want you to know my apartment number because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, but like I said, you don't sound like one of my tenants here.
You know what all your tenants sound like?
I do, yes.
Okay, look, I have a confession to make. Ma'am?
What's that?
I'm actually
using a voice changer. I'm a female. I'm actually a female. That didn't work, did it?
I thought that would totally fool her. I guess I could look at the apartments on Google Street View and maybe just zoom in on the buildings and see if I see apartment numbers. Yeah, that's what I'll try. I guess I could also download Firefox, because 411 says they have a problem with my browser. So if I had a different browser, they'd probably just let me use it. In fact, I'm sure I have Internet Explorer on this computer, right? I'll just use that to figure it out.
Apartments.
Hi. Hello? Is that... Are you there? Hello?
Is this apartments? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm a tenant here. I just have a question.
You're a tenant in which building?
Oh, the building? I'm in 234. Which building would that be?
This is not the correct... This isn't the correct phone number. We only have 51 apartments here, and it's for full-time missionaries.
Well, is it building 234? I'm a missionary.
Okay, this is the apartments across the street from...
Okay, well, I'm in 23. There's no 23?
Yes, there is a 2. I thought you said 2-something.
Oh, I
yes,
might have.
You're in 23.
Okay, so I flushed a bunch of those Orbeez balls Well, I mean, I put them in the bathtub, actually, and then I tried to drain the bathtub. You know what Orbeez balls are? The silicone gel balls?
I still think you've got the wrong apartment, because 23 has sister missionaries in it.
I just sleep on the couch. They're letting me stay here.
No, not in this 23. They're
no,
not.
No, they would. They're what?
These apartments are for full-time missionaries.
I am a full-time missionary.
Okay. What is your exact address?
234 East Apartment 23.
Okay. Well, could you come over to the office then?
Oh, well, I'm kind of dealing with this plumbing issue right now. Do you have any advice, though, about
it? Well, could you come over to the office? No, I want you to come over to the office so we can talk.
Why? About what? We're on the phone talking. That's the best way
about
to talk.
About the fact that you got the wrong... No, you've got the wrong apartment.
No, I don't. Like, why do you think I'm not in 23?
Because you can't be.
Why can't I be?
So if you walk over to the apartment, if you walk over to the office, we'll straighten it out for
you. Well, explain to me why I can't be in 23.
Because I know who's in 23. And it's not you.
I stay on the couch. I wouldn't be in your computer.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I stay on the couch.
No, I'm very sorry, but if you'll walk over to the office, we'll straighten this out in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, no, I'm not going to come over because I got to deal with this Orbeez ball situation.
Okay, well, then you need to go to your office and your apartments and straighten it out. Okay, bye.
Well, I'm at your apartments, lady. All right, that didn't go well. I zoomed in on the thing, and it says 234 on the side of the building. I guess that's the street address, though, not the apartment number. And did she say it was for females? Oh, there's the apartment numbers. It's like 3 and 4 and stuff. Gosh darn it. This is hopeless. She just answered too quickly. That's the problem.
Hi, this is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. I'm a tenant here. And
hi, what can I help you with?
Well, I just, I have a small problem with these, I filled up my bathtub with those silicone gel expanding balls. They're called Orbeez.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know, like, will those just kind of eventually disappear out of the pipes? Cause they started coming out of the toilet and even out of my kitchen sink.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with what Orbeez would do. I would call a plumber. If we're going to have a plumber come out, you will have to pay for it.
Well, I don't know at this point because it seems to be affecting all of the apartments. Cause,
all of the apartments?
Well, yeah. Well, I know at least the lady 3 doors down because she said they're coming out of her toilet. And I just pretended I didn't know what was going on. I'm just like, yeah, they're coming out of mine too.
What complex do you live at?
I'm in number 250.
You're in 250?
Yeah.
Okay, what complex are you at?
Oh.
You're at?
Yeah.
I don't think we have a 250 at.
Well, the building's 250.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
Oh, I'm in 7.
You're in 7? And what's your last name?
Gerbel.
What's your first name?
But I don't think this matters, really, because I wouldn't be in the computer.
Why wouldn't you be in the computer?
Because I have a roommate, and I just pay him the rent.
Okay, that's illegal. So
that's
everything
illegal.
You're saying, it is actually.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're a lawyer.
It's subletting, which is not allowed on our leases.
Oh, okay. So it's not illegal. It's just not allowed with you. That's different.
Okay. Do you want to come to our office today? Do you have time?
No. I really got to deal with this Orbeez situation because the bathtub overflowed and there's Orbeez balls all over the bathroom floor. And I'm trying to look on the internet on how to make them go away. I think I might just try the vacuum cleaner. I'll just try vacuuming up the water.
Okay, yeah, that definitely won't work. We can stop by and check it out.
I don't know. I don't have pants on. It's not a good time.
Okay, who is this really? Because I don't have time for this call.
What do you mean you don't have time for this? I was just asking for advice.
Okay. If you can't tell me if you're a resident or not,
I am a resident.
I'm not sure what else. Okay, you're not in our system.
I know, I wouldn't be in the system. I explained that.
So you're not a resident. If you're not in our system and you don't have a signed lease with us, then you're not a resident of the property.
I stay here. Like, you know, I'm on the couch.
Okay, I can come by with the police today then.
What? No, don't do that. Like, for what reason? It's not illegal. We already established that.
It is, actually. If you're not on the lease and...
It's just your own dumb rules, and they don't even make sense.
Okay, if you can't tell me who you really are, then I'll come by apartment 7 with a police officer.
I told you who I really am.
Okay, you didn't even give me your first name.
I did, too. I said it's Roy Zerbel.
Roy Zerbel?
Yes.
And who's the resident that you stay with?
I can't tell you that because I'm a prank caller. I don't even live in the state.
Okay, thank you for wasting my time.
No, I'm just telling you that so I don't waste your time further. I don't want you to send the police over there. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you saying thank you. Okay, there she goes. That one was getting a little too serious.
Apartments, this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, I'm a tenant here.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if anyone's had any complaints about anything unusual today?
Nothing that I've heard of. Why, what's going on?
Well, has anything happened that's kind of odd there with, like, the sound?
No.
Okay.
I didn't hear any weird noises or see anything.
Well, no, it'd be more like the lack of... I turned on this machine in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I put together from plans on the internet. It's like a sound wave generator. It's like, you know, like noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah.
Well, this thing is like a noise-canceling loudspeaker. I was trying to blanket the entire apartment complex with sound waves that would cancel out all audio. So you wouldn't even be able to hear each other speak. And I know my neighbors next door, they were freaking out about it because
What unit are you in?
They couldn't hear each other. Like the husband and wife, they were like screaming at each other and they couldn't hear each other.
What unit are you in?
Well, I don't know if that matters. I was just hoping to find out if there was any complaints about it.
I didn't hear anything. I'm just curious who I'm talking to. I'm not going to, like, come pound on your door or anything. I was just wondering who I was talking
to.
Okay,
well, this is Roy. I'm probably going to turn up the power on it, though. I'm going to plug it into, like, the oven outlet so it's got more power. I want to see if I can blanket the entire apartment complex with this noise-canceling system.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, don't cause any damage to anything on the property.
Oh, yeah, it won't cause any damage. It's just like you might be on the phone with somebody, and all of a sudden, whenever you speak, nothing's coming out of your mouth.
Okay.
I mean, technically, it's still coming out of your mouth, but your ears aren't going to hear it.
Okay.
Because I'm canceling out all the noise.
Okay.
So,
good luck.
It's going to be unsettling for a lot of people.
Okay. Like, well, I appreciate you giving me a warning.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, like people that have babies that cry, they're just going to suddenly be silent.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Good luck.
There's not going to be any more cars with loud mufflers in the parking lot. I'm not going to leave it on all the time. I just want to try it out.
Yeah.
I mainly want to try it out to silence my neighbors because they're kind of loud through the walls.
I'm still trying to figure out who you are.
This is Roy.
I know, you told me that.
Would that be against apartment rules to, like, if I just localized it into the apartment next door?
I don't think that would be appropriate.
Yeah, because it basically turned them into deaf people.
That's not very kind.
But only when they're in their apartment.
That's still not kind.
But they're not kind because they're always yelling.
Okay, well, who's always yelling, and maybe we can resolve that issue.
They're always hollering. Well, no, that's not the main issue here. I'm trying to get this machine working, and...
Okay, well, I guess good luck to you, and...
Thank you.
Please be kind.
Okay, no, I will. I'm not trying to cause problems. All right. Has there been any complaints about the Orbeez balls coming up out of the plumbing?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Your name is Roy. What? Please tell me which unit you're in.
For
I'm not familiar with all the residents at right now.
You're what? I'm sorry?
I said I'm not familiar with every name right now because I'm new here.
Oh, no, Roy.
And so your name doesn't help me because it doesn't come up. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I Roy's just my internet name.
Oh, well, what unit are you in?
Well, can I just hold off on telling you that?
Okay, well, then I'm not going to talk to you anymore, and hopefully there's no complaint.
Okay, there won't be, because they won't be able to talk. I'm going to turn this place into an apartment for the deaf.
Thank you for calling. This is Elizabeth. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wanting to know, is it going to be a problem if I get this machine inside my living room? It takes up pretty much the entire living room. It's going to generate some high-frequency noise that nobody is going to be able to actually hear. Like, only, like, bats and stuff will be able to hear it. But it's going to be as loud as a rock concert, basically.
You know what? I'm not too sure. I would probably say, yeah, it would be a problem.
But it's not, nobody will be able to hear it. It'll just be, you know, like, it'll keep bats away. Like, if, I don't know if we have bats around.
How long are you keeping it in your apartment?
Oh, well, it's a permanent installation at this point. I've been building on this thing for months.
Probably not. If it's taking up a majority of your living space.
Well, I still have a couch in here. And a TV. You just can't see the TV because of this big machine in the middle.
So how many roommates do you have?
Three.
Have you talked to them about it? Because that's meant for all of you guys. It's a common area.
Yeah,
so
no.
I would say it would be okay if it was in your room. What's your name?
This is Roy. I'm just going to switch this on. I'm going to leave it on for like a full week. There might be some like vibrations and like if there's any, like if anyone has any crystal glasses, you know, like for wine, that could crack.
Okay, then
like
I'm
anywhere.
Gonna say no.
Well, but it's not gonna crack windows or anything.
I'm so sorry, but it could cause damages to other people's things.
Well, no.
To people's belongings, so I'm gonna say no.
Oh, okay, well, I'll filter out the frequency for crystal wine glasses. But if people have like a prosthetic eye.
I'm going to have to talk to my manager, but right now, as far as now, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
You probably can't have that in your apartment.
Okay. Well, no one's going to hear it.
Okay. So you called asking for permission, but you're saying,
well,
like,
okay,
you know,
I'm trying to
be upfront with you.
I'll
talk to my manager, but it's most likely going to be a no.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the answer. I was just trying to take care of the bat problem.
Yeah, okay.
But,
well, we could, we'll notify pest control about it.
Okay, so can I go the other way with this machine then? Because if I reverse the polarity, I can do kind of like, you know, like noise-canceling headphones? You know what those?
I really don't know anything about that.
It's going to make all audible sound everywhere on the apartment complex. It's going to make it all cease. Like, you'll be able to talk, but nobody will be able to hear you.
What apartment are you in?
319.
What building?
The first one as you come in. So is that okay? Like I won't even leave it on that long. I just want to see if it works. Because if this thing works correctly, like it's going to make all the sounds just go away.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. I probably wouldn't be in the computer, though. What? Nobody likes my magical science machines. I don't understand.
Thank you for calling. Apartments. This is Kayla. How can I help you?
Hey, Kayla. I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if anyone's complained about anything unusual with the colors around their apartment.
The colors?
Well, I've got this transmission device. It's like I'm blanketing the entire apartment complex with microwaves right now.
Oh.
And one of the side effects is that it removes the color blue out of a lot of things.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, well, no. it's just while the machine's on.
What apartment are you in?
Well, I'm centrally located inside the complex. I don't really want to say my apartment number. I don't want to get in trouble. But, like, it's like I'm right in the middle, so I can blanket the entire apartment complex with microwaves and remove the color blue from everything. Like, do you have blue stuff in the office where you are?
Yeah, and it's all very blue.
Oh, okay. I'm going to turn the intensity up and see if I can fine-tune it to just completely remove blue from the spectrum.
What will that do?
Well, it's just a trick of the eyes, basically. It makes everything blue disappear.
Disappear?
Yeah, well, the color blue disappears. If there's something behind it that's a different color, then that would show up, you know, like wood or a drywall. But if you have, like, a blue Post-it, the blue Post-it will just completely disappear.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to fine-tune this and make everything work. Then I'm going to work on other colors after that.
What are you doing it for?
Just for fun. You know, I'm just interested in science.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
My plan is to get three of these machines, and I'm going to remove everything, like blue, red, and yellow. And I think it's possible I can make the entire complex disappear, people and all.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
So basically it would make everyone go blind, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that too. So that's the bummer part. You won't be able to see that everything's disappeared because you'll be blind. But people driving by, if they look over, and if, as long as they're not within the field, they're just going to see, like, just a nothingness out there. They'll be like, holy shit, the apartment complex is gone.
I don't know very much about science, but I don't think that's how it works.
I think but, yeah, it is. And if they drive into it... I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's a lot of blue in the clubhouse, so if you want to test it out, feel free to come in and you can see.
Okay. Okay, well, all the blues disappeared from my apartment. I have blue eyes. When I look in the mirror now, they're just kind of like this grayish tint.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe I just need to turn maybe up my coworker can't see blue. Do you want? Maybe my eyes are different from hers. Do you want to tell her about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can tell her.
Okay.
Since you're such an expert.
I don't think I'm an expert. So what?
Well, you knew that we would go blind, so I'm impressed by that at least.
Is that what's really going to happen?
Well, I mean, just not permanent blindness, but just while the machine's on, everyone's going to go blind.
Oh, no. So just temporarily while the machine is on.
Yeah, as soon as I turn the machine off. Like, if you want your eyesight to come back, all you'd have to do is go, like, cut the power to the complex and eyesight restored.
Oh, interesting. Yep. Well, that'll be interesting.
Until I get a battery backup system in here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Sorry, that's somebody on the other line.
Bullshit. No, they were just hitting buttons. They were being an asshole. Who was it?
That's the property manager.
Oh,
the
property manager's an asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's not your fault. Don't worry about it. It's the property manager that should be apologizing.
Okay, so you have a couple of these machines, or?
Well, I have two that are they're in various stages of disrepair. I'm trying to get them all complete. I'm waiting for parts on the internet. So right now, only one machine is working. But
gotcha. So first, we won't see blue, and then what color comes next?
Well, I'm going to try different colors. I'm going to try all the different colors, but blue is what I'm working on right now.
Oh, cool.
I'm just trying to fine-tune the machine, you know?
Yeah, so then comes red, probably?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe red, maybe green, I don't know what I'll decide to do.
Oh, okay.
It depends
so
on
So you were just calling me to see if I couldn't see it?
Well, if there's been any complaints, because I've been You know, just modifying the direction of the microwaves. Just here and there, just pointing them all over the place, trying out different things. All I know is it works in my apartment. There's like no blue in my apartment anymore. We have a blue couch.
So what happens if you take a picture of your blue couch? Does it show up on the picture?
Holy shit, that's a good question. I gotta go. I'm gonna try that.
Okay, let me know.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Dear God, what is wrong with that person? He's centrally located in the complex and he won't tell me where he lives.
He's not here. What did he say?
That he was microwaving the complex and that he has a bunch of machines that will remove different colors.
Oh, dear God.
I think he was high.
Yeah, or schizophrenic or something.
Yeah. I wish I knew who it was.
I should call back and say, sorry, we missed a call from this number. I just returned the phone call. What can we help you with?
Well, you heard how he reacted.
Yeah, he was like, you're probably not even natural. I hit line one because nothing was coming on, so I didn't think you hit line one yet, and then that's when it starts dialing.
Aw, she hung up for real. She's probably picking up to see what my caller ID was or something. That was awesome, though, to hear them freak out about me after they thought they hung up. And I was impressed, like, the whole, you know, what if you take a picture of it? Will it be blue? I don't even know. What do you guys think? If you take a picture of something where the color blue has been removed, will it work? Does it matter if it's a digital camera or an analog camera? These are good questions. We gotta figure this out. We gotta figure out how fake science works. But not now, because now the show's over. It's time for voicemails. By the way, I did all of those calls without lowering my torrent upload speed. I kind of thought that would fuck my calls up, but they sounded just fine, I thought. That's kind of cool. The torrent's now at 88.3%, and apparently it will be fully uploaded in 15 hours and 58 minutes.
Hey, Brad, it's Brian from Minnesota. I just wanted to call and let you know. I really like the mail. I like that you brought back the mail office prank calls. Those were fucking lit.
Yeah.
I do have an idea.
They weren't as good as the originals, though. I admit that. I need to give those another shot and make them actually funny again.
Instead of saying that you're going to digitize their mail, how about you call them and say that you're going to read them their mail on the phone and then you're going to shred their mail? That'd be fucking awesome, and okay. I'd love to see that on a show. All right, Cactus Catcher.
That's a great idea. Call up people and read them their mail. Be like, you know what, there's postage due on this one. We're just not going to send it. But if you'd like, I'll just go ahead and open it up and read it. And then just read them an advertisement.
What's up, Roy? You know what's up? My name is Trazy Mack.
Hey.
T-R-A-Z-Y-M-A-C-K. Not
okay.
Crazy. But I'm from
Trazy Mack.
And I just want to appreciate the content you've been sharing and stuff, man. Like,
thanks.
Bro, you're hilarious, bro. I'm trying to keep it under.
No,
man.
You're hilarious.
And... bro, just drop the show notes of when I could send a song to you. I became an official artist and stuff. Under a minute, beat it.
A Christian artist? Yeah, there's contact information on snowplowshow.com. I can't guarantee I'll play anything because I'm kind of a jerk. But, you know, you can try.
Hey, maybe. Brad, it's Apollo. Just listening to episode 616. I'm finally catching up.
Woohoo.
And I hope nobody else has suggested this, but I have kind of a way you can make the e-box calls even more annoying. If they complain that it's going to be too cold out, just
read
say it'll interface with your phone and your computer, so you can send all your messages electronically. You could even say that it uses email servers to send all the mail, because you'll eventually get somebody asking, well, why don't I just use email? And you could stop and say, oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah,
just make it completely redundant, like it's a completely useless box. And it's going to be really big and tacky in regard.
Yeah, okay.
All that extra stuff just to get me.
I don't know. I kind of like...
Same time, why am I doing this? Just make it inconvenient for people. Have a good night, Brad.
Okay, Apollo. Yeah, I just like the idea of making them go out to their into their yard to check their email. Take that, people, using mail still.
Hi, Brad. Please use the word fungivorous in a phone call that you make with your phone. Use the word fungivorous, which means loves to eat fungi in a phone call. Bye.
Fungibberish. Okay. Is that what you said? I'm never going to remember that. I don't know big words. Come on.
This is PBX Dan.
Hey.
Transferring to an attendant. One moment, please.
Your call is being transferred. Please stay on the line.
I'm so fooled.
Doo-dee-doo. All circuits are busy now.
Ah, shit.
Please try your call again later.
God
error
damn it.
3-T.
All right, thanks
Doo-dee-doo.
For this. This is great.
We're sorry.
I'm enjoying
all
this.
All circuits are busy now.
All right, bye.
Brad, what's up? So hey. I was thinking that you can actually ask him, you should ask him, if you can get his mom's phone number. Because, you know, he's always calling his mom and putting her on the show.
Yeah.
You should prank call his mom.
His mom's old as fuck, too. So it'd basically be like a grandma call.
And maybe do have something to do with Tim. Like, oh, Tim's in the hospital. He's about to die. Or, I don't know, something else.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I thought that'd be cool if he prank called his mom. I think that'd be funny. And it can be played on his show and your show. It's a win-win. Okay, that's it. Bye.
I could say that the doctor listened to Tim's show because Tim asked him to, and the doctor didn't like it, so he tried to kill Tim. Put a bunch of weird shit in his IV and stuff. That'd be hilarious. Tim Henson from Distorted View, if you're listening, please give me your mom's number. I want to worry the shit out of her. It'll be fun. Like, Tim Henson ever listens all the way to the voicemails.
Yeah, hey, Brad. Man. Thanks for letting us know about the glitch on Google Maps regarding your neighborhood and block. Now I can stalk your home.
Oh, shit.
Basically, I'm going to be on my computer scrolling up and down the streets in Google Maps until I find the one street that has a glitch.
Okay.
And I'll be able to find where you live.
Start in downtown. Finally, that's the best place.
And park outside your home with binoculars and be up in your tree.
I don't have trees.
With binoculars.
There's no trees here. Ha ha.
So
take that.
No privacy.
Yeah. Oh, darn. Just so you know, there's a lot easier ways to find my address than going up and down every single street. Why am I telling you guys this? I need to shut
hey,
up.
Hey, Brad, what's up? It's Punk Queen.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, hey, you should listen to Guar. They're probably one of the best bands to ever exist, period.
I know of them.
So, please listen to Guar.
It's pronounced G-War.
Have a nice day. Keep doing good things. And, Sail Hayden, Cactus Cactus.
Alright, bye. You know, you're not the first person to tell me to listen to Guar, so maybe I should actually listen to Guar. I don't think it would be my kind of thing, though. They look too scary to me.
Hey, Roy. It's Deep in a Heart, Texas. I'm about to go to therapy right now. I just had a quick question. You know, I'm listening to your recent episode. I'm actually really laughing at it.
That's
and
good.
That
was the goal.
About the whole grandma's thing. My question is just, like, you keep on asking about, like, oh, yeah, hey, like, we're going to go to prison together. Is it illegal or, you know, like, can you do a call where you're saying you are from the prison, like, and then just, like, have a fake automated voicemail saying, like, you know, you are receiving a call from the Roy, New Mexico, like, prison system.
Oh, you mean like this?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Is that what you mean?
Press 1 to accept it or whatever, and then just have, like, a message, you know, where you're like, hey, Grandma, I'm calling to you from prison.
That is a good idea. I don't use that sound clip nearly enough. I got to try that with the grandma. I think that'll just ruin the call, though, because if they hear an automated system, they're used to getting calls from robots all the time. You're just going to hang up on it. That's always been the result with trying to use that thing.
This is my question. Also, I don't know if you remember that old episode, but it was like that. You talking about the sex change is fucking great, by the way, but you had, like, talked to an old lady a long time ago. I guess she had a business, and I guess you posed as, like, she mistakenly thought you were a regular or whatever, and you said, like, yeah, I'm gay now. And she's like, yeah, I thought you were. And she was, like, really sweet to you. Have you ever, like, followed up on it?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Do you know what that episode was?
I don't remember that episode. I do remember that call, kind of, though. She's like, yeah, we always knew.
You probably don't. But anyways, don't want to take up too much. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you should be.
To therapy now.
A minute and fucking 42 seconds.
I'll talk to you later. See ya. Sorry. One last thing. Are you going to the Road Rage LA? The,
no.
The whole, like, Maddox funeral thing?
I am not.
If you are, cool. If not, I don't know. See ya.
Nope, I will not be there. It's probably not even happening. It keeps getting canceled everywhere.
Hey, so, Brad, it is Chaos Cowboy calling from the frozen tundra of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And I was just listening to the Dick Show the other day, which I know you enjoy and like to
it's okay.
listen to on occasion. And
it's all right.
King Richard had a wonderful prank call to some bar that, you know the whole story.
You don't
Richard's
say.
Prank call, where he used social engineering to suss out the fact that Maddox, the infamous villain, had been the one behind canceling that venue's dick show deal, whatever that show.
Oh, my
so
God.
I was wondering, did you scooter him? Because he was stealing all your shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's what King Richard does. He steals my shtick all the time at anotherprankcallshow.com.
Saving all that, and I work for the mayor's office. Are you some sort of tutor in social engineering, and did you help train this?
Me and King Richard, we listen to each other. We steal each other's shticks all the time. Mostly him stealing mine, but, you know, I steal stuff from him, too. But that was all him and Riley. They were just trying to get some information out of the bar to find out if Maddox was involved. And they found out that he was involved. And there's all kinds of drama ever since then. I'm sure you know about that.
Richard fella, because he sounds like young and kind of like a fairy.
Yeah, that's Richard for you.
And the art of social engineering. Anyways, love the show.
Richard the fairy, I call him.
Have a good one.
Yeah, okay.
Also, one more thing.
Oh, right, yeah, another one
Play
more thing
on
a really long voicemail. I love this.
30 seconds.
Going on 30 seconds. It's a minute and 12 seconds now.
He is not as good as you at the whole Steve Dave thing. When someone says Steve Dave, you always say, yeah, that's it. He blew the whole show by saying, or he blew the whole call by saying, oh, no, it's one day. Although it was funny.
Yeah,
I feel
fucking
like
Richard.
Could have gotten even more information
you
out of that.
Fucked it up,
line.
Richard.
Anyway,
you fucked it
later.
Up.
Have a great show. Love you.
Yeah, there is a call that King Richard did, and it is causing waves and waves in the dick show community. Like, really, I don't think he was trying to be funny. He was trying to get information out of the bar, which he did, and he just also slipped in a bunch of humor, too. So quit complaining about King Richard. He did a good thing, and if any of you want to hear the call I'm talking about, like I said, it's not necessarily funny, and you're not going to care about it unless you really care about a bunch of Maddox and dick show drama. But you can hear that on the Dick Show, not from this past week, but I guess from the week before. I guess that would be March 25th, maybe, where King Richard had a call. The week before King Richard, I had a call on the Dick Show also, but that's not the one that caused this bar to start harassing Dick at his home. Only King Richard can make stuff like that happen.
Hey, this is Carol Lover 69.
Hey, Carol.
Can you put Carol on?
No.
I want to talk to Carol. Carol, I love you. I love your voice. You sound like
Carol.
A choir of angels.
Get on the phone. Is
she there? I want to talk to Carol, please. I'm trying to analyze your voice print to see if there's a message from God in there. I just fast forward every time that idiot Steve Dave comes on, or Roy. I just fast forward. I just want to listen to Carol.
Yeah, fuck those people. Okay, all right, enough of the breathing. Can't handle it anymore. That's a really long voicemail, too. Let's play the shortest voicemail I can possibly find. Here's one that's just 14 seconds long.
Crazy Mac again from Alabama, and I just want to show in your face that I just did this in 1 minute.
What?
Good day, sir.
Did he say he wanted to do something in my face? That's weird. I think I chose the wrong last voicemail to play. Man, everything else is really long in here, so I'm just quitting on the voicemails. We'll catch up next time. It's fine. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to the sponsors. I Regret Jumping, Shrink Man, Jared M., Rhett B., and FN Reality. Thank you, everybody, who supports the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers and phonelosers.com/support. I really appreciate it. It keeps the shows happening. I know not so much these past 4 days or so. It's been like 4 days since I did a show. Sorry about that, but, you know, for the most part, keeps shows happening. Don't forget to download the new Prank Call Torrent. Don't forget to, get your tickets to go to San Jose this April and meet up with a bunch of prank call weirdos. You know, the Super Phone Brothers are going to be there. Besides Dwight, it's going to be the Super Phone Brothers. I bet you Nick Caesar and Don Fickles will be there again, because why wouldn't they be? They live, you know, right near there. Be crazy for them not to show up. Thank you, everybody, for everything. Every one of you are awesome for making this show so great. See you all next time, which will hopefully be tomorrow.
The requirements in these practices have been carefully developed so that switches will operate with a minimum of wear.
First, I'm going to throw this switch. Now, I want you all to listen in while I talk on this telephone.
Yo, I got the blue box, the new socks, the freaks call me switches. Network, berserk, megahertz, and the transmissions. I got this, make the microphone port the hottest. Razzle dazzle fest will make the best of them feel modest. Rest of them mess with them, always testing them, make the spot so hot they won't be caught standing next to them. So who's next? My flow techs ain't a specs. Digital disease, I'm hard to beat, vaccine administered like MK Ultra, but my side effects more sinister. Switch for prime minister, I'm the one that's blasting. Freak MCs on frequencies everlasting. The bastards taking quicker steps when they see me. Vanish from the scene, then they vanish like Houdini and whodunit. I'm the one qualified to run it. Loose with the deuce on the dudes that's fucking frontin'. And the wavelength's residual makes the listener to a suspicious individual. And that's the reason that my rhymes are in season. High treason on the seas, I hide in trees when it's freezing. So approach me, but be cautious. Whack MCs, weak in the knees, getting nauseous. So trust me to bust, see, I'm rusty, but I'm musty. I'm fussy about the beats from the streets to the custy. Coughing up style like bile, too quick to falter. Spitting in tongues, I'm leaving dungs on the altar. And the rap demons live in me. In the midnight hour, feel the power that they're giving me. Sacrificial offering, legs get all quivery. Weed smoke and candles to help with delivery. And the power of Christ compels you. Hope to the Pope, the Popo can't smell you. Rebel too, know the ones who you be causing hell to. Helter skelter in the streets with no shelter felt ya. It just don't matter who you roll with. The hood you grew up in, the crew that you grew up and stole with. It's if the holy flows floweth. Holes in my souls from the concrete streets. Smoke mad bowls and contemplate mad beats. So let the man be known for great strengths and feats. Inscriptions encrypted, decryption on the deets. Lightning quick, right to bick like a pickpocket. Hip-hop rockin' a sock to shock you like a light socket. If it ain't a water pistol, son, you better cock it. Just hook me up with a beat and watch me rock it. Telephone switches, icing up your shit like winter on the East Coast and only thin stitches. Fat cap lamppost, boasting rags to riches. What is this?
I don't think any of you could really understand what I was saying, but let's throw another switch.
No, you cannot put Orbeez balls down the drain.